I'm reading a pair of books about presidential evaluations, who are our great presidents and who are our lesser ones. And one of the books is called The Leaders We Deserved and a Few We Didn't by Alvin Frensberg, I believe it is, and then Where They Stand by Robert Mary. And what's really interesting to me is the two don't agree on their evaluations. One finds certain presidents, such as James Madison and Woodrow Wilson, is not very good, and the other author thinks they're pretty good but doesn't like Grover Cleveland. And so it's interesting to see who they think was a successful president, why, and who failed. And they don't agree.
What draws you to a book like that? Is it the leadership aspect or the presidential? Because last time I think you were reading a presidential book as well.
Right. Both do. I mean, I lead a judicial system, so I maybe am interested in leadership, although the presidential level is obviously much greater than anything I'm doing. But I'm also a history major, undergraduate in college, and my favorite reading is in the history area. So I just find this fascinating to compare two differing points of view.
What kind of reader are you? Do you mark up the pages, or you take notes, or how do you approach a book? Do you just read it straight through and then put it down?
If I own the book, obviously, then I underline, yes. If it's borrowed, I don't. I do read them cover to cover, so I've not been reading back and forth on these two books. I read one cover to cover, and now I'm working my way through the other one.
I read several at a time. Are you a one-book-at-a-time person?
I'm a one-book person.
You're a one-book person. Chief Justice David Gilbertson, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
I appreciate your time, sir.
Okay, bye.
Bye.